let's pretend just for a moment that we didn't have a traditional education and we actually had common sense. Let's pretend. And we wanted to see, why is it that so many people suddenly are coughing and sneezing and got all this excess phlegm and got diarrhea right around January 1st? Let's just try and use a little common sense just for a moment. Let's see if there's anything that might relate to that. How many of you remember where you were last Thanksgiving? Come on, how many remember? Say I. Where were you? How many were at a large meal on that day? Can I see your hands? Now, what happens at this meal? Everybody comes together to see their family. They're happy about that. And as they arrive together to be with the family, have this feast. And of course, everybody wanting to be healthy, they organize the meal in an appropriate way to make sure they have plenty of oxygen and nerve energy as a result of this meal. Is that true? Yes or no? No. In my family, man, it didn't matter how hard things were, how tough things were. My dad, my mom always found a way, and we had the turkey, this big mother of a turkey. We ate bologna sandwiches most days, but we had a turkey on Thanksgiving, right? And sure enough, we had ham too. Turkey and ham. Two big toxic things to jam into our body, right? And then we didn't stop there. We had lots of mashed potatoes and lots of meat gravy, right? And made sure we had some of that melinsa and some of that you know, token vegetable on the side, stuffing, all these things. And what did you do? You probably sat down and said, I'd like an appropriate amount of food in order to really maintain the vitality of my life. Is that what you did? Yes or no? No, what did you do? You pigged out, didn't you? And by the way, I ate so much in those days, man. I ate so much, my stomach was swollen. Right? And then what'd you do? Then you barely could make it away from the table, right? And you struggled to get to a chair, right? And you got to the chair and somebody said, pumpkin pie? And you went, okay. And then you put some coffee in on top of that. Right? Maybe some ice cream on top of the pumpkin pie just to make sure you get a little more phlegm inside of you. And now your body's going, what are you doing? And so then what'd you do? Did you go, oh, wow, done with my meal. Now time to go out. Let's go have some fun. Let's go play some sports. No, what did you do? You went to sleep. Why did you go to sleep? Because your body went, you sucker, you sit down right now. I got to go to work. Right? Body's all working here. And by the way, after Thanksgiving, did it end there? Oh, no, no, because you look just there. You went, wait. I'm going to go on my diet later. I know I'm not being good. But look, Christmas is just around the corner. Right? And, of course, there's the office parties. Right? And, of course, at the office parties, we never put the product of decay in our body in mass, like alcohol. And, of course, it doesn't end there. We make it to Christmas. By the way, during this time of year, is there more nerve energy being expended anyway? What is it about the season that would cause your body to have to use more nerve energy? The shock and stress of two things, temperature changes in 90% of the population in terms of the season changes, and when it gets cold, your body has to use more nerve energy just to protect itself. Major difference. What else happens this time of year besides all this? The emotional stress, does that use energy, yes or no? How many of you expend a lot more energy during the holidays? Say I. Why? Because for you, what happens during that time is you expend good energy. You're excited. That takes more energy. You got your normal life you're living, plus you've added all this new stuff to it. And by the way, for that point, most people are at threshold. Plus, most people in lots of parts of the country bundle up. They're actually keeping their body's ability to get rid of things in. They're actually heating it up. So now the body's got to try and warm itself up, cool itself down. It's constantly going like this. All of those things would be enough to stress your body a little bit, but then you add to it the lifestyle people have during their holidays. The weather alone could start to create more demands. If you're healthy, the weather's no problem. Your body knows how to adapt to that. But if you have been using your energy all year long, and now you go into a cold season, not a cold, this kind of cold, temperature cold,